Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Pastor D.M. Richardson here. Today is Wednesday, September the 6th, 2017. I am back today to give an internet church news update regarding our internet church plant. The Lord has blessed us this month. The Essential Church is growing. God is doing great things in our midst, and we're seeing results. We give honor and glory and praise to the Lord, because it is due to His name. First, let me just say that God gave me this vision for a church. He told me to name this church the Essential Church, and that this church would be a Reformation church of sorts. It would be a Reformation church, in the sense that the Lord would let this church be one to bring us back to what the essentials of church life should be. Traditional churches, as established as they are, in many forms have gotten out of control with all the rules, all the rituals. There's nothing wrong with rules. Rules are necessary to establish a church, but a lot of traditional churches have just gotten out of control. And the Lord is saying, I want my church to go back to what I intended it to be. That is a church of prayer, praise, worship, and the word. I don't want all of these rules and all of these extra services and all of these things that are doing nothing more than raising money for the church. Because notice that at a lot of these traditional church services, no matter what service it is, they never fail to pass around the collection plate. Clearly, these churches are doing these services with the goal of making money. Not preaching the word, not teaching the word, not winning the lost for Christ, but winning money for bigger buildings, gyms, and outreach centers in which they're doing anything but reaching out to the community. And the Lord is saying, I want my church to go back to what it was designed to be. A place where I am glorified and I am exalted and not bigger buildings. The church may be a legal corporation, but God designed the church not to be an organization or a corporation, but an organism. The church is to be living. The church is to be moving because it is built upon our God, and our God is living, and the word of God is living and sharper than any two-edged sword, Hebrews says. And so we should be on the move for Christ, not sedentary in a building with a physical address. God wants us to be doing more than just planning a church building, digging up dirt, taking pictures of us cutting the bow, cutting the tie, you know, to celebrate the church, adding a fellowship hall where all we do is go eat every now and then with food after church service. That's not what the meaning of fellowship is. The Lord is saying, I want my people to go back to what church life was designed to be and what the church is supposed to be and do in the world. And a lot of current churches are doing good work. That is not what I'm saying. I'm not saying churches are not doing good work. What I am saying is, but there are some churches out there that are not doing what God called them to do. They're doing anything but that. They're there to raise money, to keep their lights on and their water on and their AC and their heat going. But what else are they really doing for Christ? You look at Hurricane Harvey. There are some churches out there whose electric and personal budget bills are more than the thousands they could be donating to Hurricane Harvey victims through the Red Cross or some other legitimate organization. They are not donating to Hurricane Harvey because their light bill and their surveillance bill is $4,000 a month. So they don't have time to donate to those in need. They're too busy trying to pay to protect their church when they could have an internet church and not worry about those expenses and take the money that they've given to the Lord and give it to the spread of the gospel. Give it to something in the church that really needs to be done. Take that money and put that money towards a food pantry instead of opening up another building just for you to build a bigger church for people to sit in. You know, and mind you, these churches are building buildings, and for most cases and purposes, they're only using the rooms and the buildings 3 or 4 days a week, if that. Maybe 8 to 10 hours a week, they're meeting in these. So they're building these bigger buildings, meeting like 10 hours a week or 40 hours a month, and paying a ridiculous hundreds and thousands of dollars in their bills. when they could be doing an internet church. And the Lord said, you are not to be a big church with a building with a fancy physical address. You're going to build an internet church. So that's what the Lord told me to do. He gave me the name for the church. In no uncertain terms, sitting right where I'm sitting now, in this room, all to my lonesome. And the Lord spoke to me, and that's what he told me. So because he gave me that, I'm acting on that. God has given me that, and he said, you are to name the church the Essential Church. So that's what we're doing. And then the Lord has told me what to do to go ahead and get this ministry kicked off. So God has blessed us, praise the Lord, that not only have we done this, but we've been meeting in Bible study for 7 months now. So the Bible study started pretty much the beginning of this year. And one of the girls coming to the Bible study said, I called it Bible study in one teaching night. And she said, no, it's not a Bible study. It's a home church. And I said, well, okay, if you want to call it a home church, all right, go ahead. But I'm not really convinced it's a home church. She said, no, it's a home church. It's a home church. You are to see it as a home church. And I said, okay, well, Lord, if that's what you revealed to her, all right. But in my heart and mind, it wasn't a home church. That is until the Lord spoke to me a few weeks ago and said, Deidre, plant this internet church. This is a church, and you are the pastor of the church. I'm going to be one of the pastors, not the pastor, because I think one pastor rule is unbiblical. Jesus chose 12 disciples. Any man that thinks he or she can run the church as a one-man band is not adhering to Scripture. The Son of God chose 12 men to follow him around. If you think ministry can be done with one person, you are deceiving yourself. Don't get me wrong. There is to be a senior pastor. There has to be someone that rules over even the pastors. But there must be a team if anything is going to get done in the church. The needs of the church, the demands of ministry are too large for one man or one woman. So this church is going to be built on multiple pastor rule, on plural pastor rule, on a plurality of pastors, more than one, more than just me. And God has blessed us this week. We've already put out a job ad for volunteer pastors to come preach and teach. We also want you to know that that is for teachers as well. You know, if God has not called you to pastor, but you have a love of teaching, you read the Bible, you study the Bible avidly, you've been doing that in some capacity already, you know, we're looking for you. And if you're interested and you feel called to this, but you don't know where to go, we're looking for you too. We're looking for people to come and labor with a love for God and not a desire to make money right away. I am doing this purely from scratch with no income. Right now we are just trying to study the word and get people to come and study the word. So we've got some people coming, but we could always use more. There's plenty of room. There's room at the cross and there's room in our church. And if you want to come, feel free to come and join us. But we've been doing that. So God has blessed me to put out some posts and preach some sermons. One of the things that God has blessed us to do is get a podium. That's right. I actually have a preaching, church lectern now, from which to preach, which is just fantastic, for what God is doing. And it's supposed to be in Friday. I ordered it Sunday. It's not very expensive, but it does all the things that you need a pulpit of sorts to be able to do. The traditional pulpits, the big bulky ones, you know, that are stationary, it's not one of those. So I can kind of move it around and I can kind of preach, you know, from any room as God gives me ability. So we're going to do that. We've ordered the church lectern, and I thank God that we've been able to do that. You know, we've been able to record our messages. I thank God for recording apps on mobile devices. Thank the Lord that God has blessed me to do this from a Chromebook and about 4 smartphones. I've been able to record sermons and record audio and upload those files. God has blessed us to be able to do those things. The Lord has opened up a path for us on social media. God has blessed me to be able to open up a community on Google Plus called Essential Church Fellowship, or ECF. That you can go on to a Google Plus, send an invitation to request to join the community. We'll be glad to add you, so you can keep afloat with everything from the sermons to prayer requests to Q&A on the sermons. everything to Bible study to church announcements. You'll be able to keep from there. You know, we've got that set up, and then we've got set up, Twitter. I have a Twitter account, called The Essential Pastor. So for those of you that really want to get in touch with us, you can contact us at Twitter, Essential Pastor, The Essential Pastor there, will be the way to get us. You can contact me by Gmail, the, essentialpastor@gmail.com. For those of you that want to know that again, that is Essential Pastor, E-S-S-E-N-T-I-A-L, Pastor, one word, @gmail.com. Contact me there. If you know someone that is interested in coming aboard and doing volunteer work in this internet church plant, tell them contact me at essentialpastor@gmail.com and tell me who sent them and what, you know, and express their interest in coming to join us. We also have a channel now at Telegram called the Essential Church Fellowship. It is a channel there. And so contact me again if you want to join, at essentialpastor@gmail.com or at the contact page at essentialchurch.net. And we will be glad to add you to that channel. You will get the sermons uploaded there. You will get the prayer requests uploaded there. All of that stuff will be uploaded in real time so that you will not have to worry about getting everything. If you're not a person that wants to concern yourself with going to the church website for everything, just go there and we'll be glad to get that together for you. God has also given us an account over at Tumblr, T-U-M-B-L-R. It is sort of a microblogging site. You can have chats. You can send blog posts. You can connect with other people. And that's what I've been doing over there. We now have a Tumblr account, for Essential Pastor or EssentialChurch.net. Look us up at either one. We have an account there now where we're posting things and we're publishing things. WordPress is where is the platform powering EssentialChurch.net. We've got it set up where we post things. Sermons, blog posts, announcements, they go from the blog to the various platforms that we have set up. You know, so you can find me on any of these platforms at Essential Pastor. If you want to contact me, just type in Essential Pastor and you can look me up on any of these Twitter, Google Plus, Tumblr. You can find me on any of those platforms. At Telegram, Essential Church Fellowship is where you can find us. You know, but contact me about Telegram so that you can get the link so that you can come join us because it's only by invite, that you're allowed to get in there. We want a private channel. And thank goodness for Telegram. Thank God for Telegram. You know, it allows us to have encrypted messages, encrypted channels. That way the world doesn't have prying eyes to see everything we're doing. And, that's a good thing. So yeah, that's what we've been doing on the social media front. Praise the Lord. We preached Exodus 30 verses 11 through 16 on Sunday. Jesus, the ransom of our souls. God really blessed me with that message and I pray that you've listened to it. If not, please go to the site and check it out. It will just bless your soul. Apart from that, we're preaching back in Exodus 30 again this Sunday. We're preaching on the altar of incense. So make sure if you want to know what the altar of incense is about, make sure that you do not miss it. We are currently, as our Bible study is commencing, you know, as it does every week, we meet on Monday and Thursday nights. We have been meeting at midnight to do Bible study, but we have a current time that we're meeting, which is midnight, but we are looking to bring others on. And we're going to try to get more of a mainstream time so that people can come and meet with us. And so our mainstream time will be 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, EST. So 7 to 9 p.m. On Monday and Thursday nights, we're in the book of Hebrews. And we finished Hebrews 6. We are going over James Arminius's Doctrine of Sin Against the Holy Spirit or Sin Against the Holy Ghost. We are going through Arminius's views on that. And one thing about our Bible study is we're not just studying scripture. We're also reading things written by theologians. So, you know, any night, any given night, the plans can change. We could be studying Hebrews one night and then the next night, there's something we've studied in Hebrews that brings up something that a theologian wrote. And so the Lord will say, go read that thing in the next Bible study. So we're doing this as led by the Spirit of God. We are sticking to the book of Hebrews. We're looking to finish in the coming weeks. But I wanted to give you all sort of a run through of what God is doing in the Essential Church. Not only are we active on social media, we are studying the Word of God. We are preaching and teaching. We have a church lectern coming. God is doing marvelous things, and we really want you to come join us. We're excited. I'm excited about what the Lord is doing. Let me just say before I end this recording that I love each and every one of you. You are in my prayers. If there is any way that I can help you, if there's even a prayer request, hit me up at essentialpastor@gmail.com. And let me know who you are. Let me know your prayer request. We will do our best to pray for you. We love you. We look forward to what God is doing in your lives. We pray that you're able to come join us in the future. And reach out whenever you're ready. We have our arms stretched. We're waiting to receive you. You know, and before we end this time, what we want to do is we want to pray for you. So wherever you are, just stretch your hands to the computer screen or the screen, whatever you're watching, the smartphone screen, be it whatever. And we just want to pray for you. Dear Lord, our Heavenly Father, we just thank you, God, for this opportunity to share what you are doing in the life of the Essential Church. God, we just thank you, Lord, that the church is built on the confession that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Lord, we just thank you, God, for your vision that you've given to this, your servant. Lord, I ask that I would fulfill this calling faithfully, that I would do it as unto you, O Lord, and that as I fulfill it unto you, that you would bless us to have others come along and join. Lord, that would also share the same heart and mind for the things of God. Lord, as I pray now, I pray for those who are listening to this recording under the sound of my voice. Lord, there are many needs, Lord, there are many desires, Lord, and I know you are able, you are more than able to meet them all. So Lord, we pray now that you would meet those desires in the lives of each and every person. Lord, that as these folks listen, Lord, to what God is doing in the Essential Church, Lord, don't let them be spectators, Lord. Let them be participants. Let them come alongside of us, Lord, and labor for your glory and for your name's sake. Lord, I ask now that you would bless them as they are faithful in their respective churches. Lord, you would bless the shepherds of those flocks. God, that you would bless their ministries. Lord, you would bless all that they say and do, Lord. And Father, that you would bless them to continue to stay tuned to the Essential Church to see what God is doing through us. Lord, I thank you that we can come boldly to your throne of grace and obtain mercy in our time of need. We thank you, Lord, for this time, and we ask all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for the whole world and is coming again for those who believe. We thank you and we ask it now. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for being a part of this Internet Church News Update. May the Lord bless you and keep you. And be sure to tune in on Sunday as we preach on the altar of incense from Exodus 30. God bless.